The International Boxing Federation approved heavyweight champion Lennox Lewis's request to fight ex-champ Mike Tyson, and the Washington, D.C. Boxing and Wrestling Federation has agreed to host the fight on June 8th. Commentator Frank DeFord has a few words for skeptics of Tyson's return to the ring.
Ladies and gentlemen, in this corner of your mind, wearing the baggy black trunks with bad memories, hailing from desperate straits, weighing in at the end of the line, the former disastrous champion of the world, Iron Mike Tyson. Yes, you may yourself have the lamentable Mr. Tyson over to your very own house to fight Lennox Lewis for the heavyweight title. Why not say as an amusement for your child's birthday party? The promoters, which are essentially paid television outlets that are somehow inevitably tied to Don King, desperately need a place, any place, to hold the fight so they can televise it at exorbitant prices. All you need is your state boxing commission to authorize the match. Ah, state boxing commissions. No such grand august deliberative bodies have been assembled since the light beer all-stars profoundly argued taste great less filling, or perhaps since the witches from Macbeth gathered around their cauldron. And so far, various state commissions have solemnly ruled that Mr. Tyson must not darken their arena doors, most famously in Las Vegas, where, as I understand it, the boxing commissioners decided to ban Tyson by the force of this argument. You say Nevada, I say Nevada, 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 tomato, tomato. Let's call the whole thing off. If I'm not mistaken, the last person not permitted to work in Las Vegas was Bugsy Siegel. Presently, though, the Boxing Commission in the District of Columbia, which is actually a boxing and wrestling commission, wrestling having been annexed to the title in an effort to add some class to the enterprise, has agreed to host Tyson Lewis on June 8th. Would that Congress could be so wise and forgiving. To be sure, our Mr. Tyson is not without his peccadilloes. He is easily riled. He is not at all a gentleman in the company of ladies. He's crabby when delayed in vehicular traffic, and when nettled, he tends to bite the body parts of other folk. So far as we know, though, he only gnaws on colleagues. If Mr. Lewis, who has already been something of a snack for Iron Mike, still wants to get into the ring with him, then this is simply a matter between consenting adults plying their legal, however nasty, pugilistic trade. Look, there is hardly an American sports team that does not harbor scoundrels who have committed various and sundry crimes against society and good taste. Were we to have Comstockian baseball, football, basketball, and hockey commissions judging the morality of athletes as finely as boxing commissions, there would hardly be a game left which Las Vegas could set a betting line on. Free Iron Mike! Yes, may Washington accept him and Lennox Lewis into its capital bosom so that all voyeurs may enjoy late-night bloodletting on June 8th. Of course, for the residents of district and surrounding suburbs, drive carefully and lock up your wives and daughters.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.